And joining me right now here on the Mark Mosey Show to go over the Weekend Fish Report is my main man, Damon with SpaceFish.com. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream, Mark. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Tell us about fishing for the weekend.
Yeah, man, dude. Chamber of Commerce weekend coming up for us. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Now, the wind's going to be up a little bit on Saturday versus Sunday. So as far as trying to get offshore, Saturday's out, but Sunday looks like you should be able to do it. So the wind's going to drop off pretty hard Saturday night, and I think Sunday you should be able to get out there and make it happen. But as of right now, man, temperatures on Saturdays and the high temperatures in the mid-70s, so we've got these north winds. Sunday, it takes like a northeast pattern. The wind temperatures creep up a little bit to the high 70s. Sunny skies both days. So, dude, this is going to be a gorgeous weekend. So get out there and take advantage of this weather and go fishing. So speaking of offshore, like I said, Saturday is going to be a little too windy. Sunday should be a go. If you're going offshore, we've had some wind here for a number of days now. But the weather window that we had previously to that, the fishing offshore was actually really, really good. So the Ocean Obsession, which is our party boat, the head boat that runs out of Sunrise Marina in Port Canaveral, they have had their clients on some really good fish. So mangrove snapper, lane snapper, mutton snapper, triggerfish, they've caught all of those and in good numbers. So there's a lot of good fish being caught, and those are all great fish to eat as well. Also, what everybody waits for is our dolphin run to hit in the spring. And I'm telling you, I don't know if this is it, but we had a nice influx of dolphin offshore, and some people got in on some really good fish. Not a lot of big ones, but a decent number, which is exciting to see. So if you're able to get out this Sunday, I would shoot out there and definitely try to pick up where they left off with this last, before the winds picked up, these north winds picked up. And I have to mention Captain Joey, who's on the Sea Trident, which is part of the Sea Leveler charter crew out of Port Canaveral. A few days ago, he did a tuna trip. So when you do these tuna trips, you're going to the other side of the Gulf Stream. So you're running about 100 miles offshore-ish, give or take a little bit. It's a really cool fishery, Mark, because you're using your radar on your boat to look for birds, to find birds that are feeding on bait that is being pushed up from the bottom underneath to the surface by tuna and other species that are out there. And it is such an epic fishery. It's such a cool thing to do. And when you find these packs of birds that are feeding on this bait and these fish are feeding on this bait, it's like mayhem. And so he found it. He put his clients on some incredible yellowfin tuna this past week. And this is the time of year for that. April and May are great months to go tuna fishing, you know, and it's a long run. So I tell people when you're going to do it, first and foremost, safety is the main thing because you're making such a long run. You know, try to have a sat phone or some way that you can communicate with shore. Make sure all your safety gear is up to par because you know, 100 miles out, when something goes wrong, it can go wrong quickly. But that being said, it is an awesome thing to do. So this is the time of year to do it for all those captains that like to get out there and target those big tuna and all the other stuff you catch out there too. So that's awesome. So offshore, man, I'm looking forward to Sunday to see what happens. Near shore, so fishing off our beaches and around our inlets. Sebastian has been a little slow, I have to say. We've got some slower reports out of Sebastian, but up around Port Canaveral, outside of in and around Port Canaveral, the snook bite has actually been pretty decent. It's a live bait bite. Live bait is what they're into. Preferably, if you can get some big shrimp, those big select shrimps, that's really what they prefer. And that's you know, they'll hit any live bait for the most part, but the shrimp is really what they seem to be biting best on. We're getting a lot of sharks coming in our nearshore waters right now, too. So you'll start to see a lot of sharks being caught, just a lot of sharks in general. And those big bluefish that we've been catching now for a couple months are still around. And so they've been kind of resurfaced again this week in our nearshore waters. And there's been some pretty good catches of those, too. And they'll eat just about anything. You can throw topwater plugs, spoons, regular plugs, cut bait, you know, live bait. Those things, they're not picky. They'll eat just about anything, and they're fun to catch. And there's some really just I can't believe the size of these bluefish that are here off our coast this year. I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable. So surf, our fishing off the beach, the surf the past couple of weeks has been nothing short of fantastic, I have to say. Even when the wind's been blowing, the surf has been good. I don't know if it's a combination of water temps or what it is, but, man, there have been some really, really nice pompano caught, some big ones mixed in, along with some really big whiting, too. And those are really the two of my primary species that we're seeing caught right now. There's some black drum and some other things mixed in, but those are the two that we're seeing the most caught. And, you know, a pompano rig tipped with fish gum, those are two different synthetic baits that you can use. Put that on there and tip it with a piece of dead shrimp. or sand flea, or even fish just sand fleas by themselves. And that's really the primary bait that everybody's using to target these fish right now. And also, those sharks and those bluefish that I just mentioned, people are catching them off the beach. Man, the shark fishing off the beach is really heating up, and the bluefish are too. And you'll notice that, because if you're catching pompano, chances are you're going to give a couple off to the tax man. They're going to get you if you don't get those fish to the beach right now pretty quick. So the surf is popping right now. It's awesome. So inshore, particularly, let's talk Mosquito Lagoon, the north end of our county. So all of this bait that's been back in our creeks right now has kind of moved its way out onto the flats, and the trout, redfish, and snook are right behind them. So they're catching some good fish right now out on the flats. And in all the lagoons, the Banana River Lagoon, the Indian River Lagoon, the Mosquito Lagoon, the top water bite at first light has been on fire, man. A 3.5-inch head and Super Spook Junior is a great bait to throw. You throw that at first light, look for, you know, fishing around structure where you can find some bait moving, and man, you're going to absolutely crush it. They've been catching some just some great fish on top water, redfish, snook, trout, all of them. They've all been crushing it. And last but not least, freshwater, I have to mention Headwaters Lake at the south end of our county, because that's our bass mecca. That's our world-renowned bass mecca now that we have here. Captain Kenny Haas, which fishes that lake almost exclusively, charters on that lake. He said he went through 3 dozen shiners, live shiners, in an hour. He said the shiner bite is ridiculous right now. But he's catching a lot of bass on artificials, too, and he goes into a lot more detail in his report. I can't go through it all right now, but a lot more detail in his report at spacefish.com. on what he's throwing artificial and where he's fishing, and he's catching a lot of bass. So go to the website to check that out. So, Mark, to recap, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, a great weekend to get out there and fish. So you know what I'm going to say, brother. Get out there and make it happen, Captain.
He is the best in the business when it comes to the Fisher Report. He's my good friend Damon with spacefish.com. Don't forget to submit your fishing stories, photos. Damon wants to hear from you. Again, spacefish.com. You can find it through my website at sportsradio1560.com. Okay, like you said, nice weather. Next couple weeks, do we have tournaments or events we should check out here on the coast?
Oh, buddy. Yeah, man. So coming up, April 26th and 27th, this is our big one, man. The 2024, this is the 13th annual. I can't believe it's 13 years because I've been with it from day one. With Sean and his team over there at Strike Zone that hosts this thing. The Central Florida Shootout. This is our North versus South tournament. It's an inshore tournament. It's an offshore tournament. Two weigh-in locations, one at Port Canaveral, one down at Captain Hiram's. And, dude, it's one of our premier tournaments in Brevard County, if not the premier tournament in Brevard County. And it's a great family tournament. It is a kid-friendly tournament. They do a lot of stuff for youth anglers, lady anglers. And at the end of it, the coup de grace is we give away at the awards ceremony on Sunday, which will be May 5th, we're going to give away a Pathfinder boat. So when you buy a ticket to enter the tournament, it's a $50 angler ticket. So that enters you into fish the tournament. If you have a kid that's a younger child, he gets to fish for free with you when you buy an angler tournament for yourself. And I think the age is like 17 and under or 16 under, they qualify to fish for free. So that also that Pathfinder, so it doubles the entry to win that boat on Sunday. And you can buy more tickets too. You can go just buy tickets if you want to buy tickets to win that boat. You don't want to pay, you can do that too. But man, the tournament's coming up. It's going to be the captain's party is the 26th. The tournament is going to be fish Saturday the 27th, and it's going to be a blast, man. So anybody that's looking to get involved with a cool tournament, fish it. That's the one coming up. That's the big one.
Okay, all right. So let's go over this. So I have the NFL draft Thursday, Friday. Then I have the Central Florida Shootout. That's going to be a wild couple days, buddy. I hope you're ready for this.
Dude, I've been thinking about it, right? And you know how I ate out. We're both ate up with football, too. So it's just like fishing and football, baby. It couldn't get any better. So I'm going to have an awesome, fun, busy weekend that weekend. I can't wait.
Have you ever competed in the Central Florida Shootout?
I never have, man. So from the first time that this tournament, from the day one, the first year we put this on, I've always been a volunteer, but just I've always helped. I've always been a part of the tournament. You know, I've been on the board years past. I just helped the team at Strike Zone any way that I can. I MC the event in some capacity every year. I used to do it at the captain's party. Now it's more the awards and setting up at the port on Sundays to MC up there. But I do help out in that regard as well. So I am very, very much involved with this tournament. So it's never allowed me to fish it because I'm always working it. But I kind of live vicariously through all the anglers that do fish it because, man, when they start bringing these fish up to weigh, it's just, I love that. That's my jam right there. I love watching them bring these fish in and put them on the scales and then collect their paychecks and trophies at the end, baby.
That is good stuff. It really is. I know you've had a hectic couple of weeks. So have I. We're in the same boat. So it's good to hear from you. And I know you're going to be relaxing this weekend. Is that right, Mr. Damon?
Yeah, buddy. Feet up, man. I'm chilling this weekend. A little under the weather, but I'm marching back, which is good. And I see a lot of masters in my future this weekend. Feet up and just chilling and doing that kind of stuff. So yeah. Lazy weekend for me, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So the question is, should we go fishing this weekend?
Oh, buddy, this is the weekend, man. This is going to be a beautiful weekend to get out. Like I said, Saturday is going to be a little windy. Probably not getting offshore. Well, you're not getting offshore on Saturday. It's going to be too windy. But Sunday, you should be able to. Everything else should be wide open for you. So absolutely get out there and fish this weekend.
Great stuff. Damon, thanks for your help and have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. You too.